Johnny Knox, Traveling Light, and just before that, Jimmy Haskell's music, theme from Picasso's Summer. 28 minutes before 2 o'clock, going to be a nice weekend, and warmer, as a matter of fact, through Saturday. A little morning fog, but that'll burn off around noon. The Love Line is open now at 982-5517 if you'd like to talk to somebody. And the Giants won yesterday. They beat St. Louis 8-7. The Dodgers also won 2-1 over the Padres. The Giants and St. Louis go at it again at Candlestick today. With the broadcast time here on KSFO at 7:40 tonight. Corcovado with Antonio Carlos Jobim. On the Love Line, we have our next callers. His name is Jim, 50 years old. Where are you calling from, Jim?
San Francisco.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself, what you look like, things you like to do, kind of work you do, and the kind of girl or lady you'd like to talk to tonight?
Well, I'd talk to several women, you know, like to go fishing, outdoor life, and I love to fish all the time.
What's the biggest fish you ever caught?
Oh, trout. It was about 15 pounds.
Did you eat it, or did you throw it back in?
No, I kept it. Yeah. I work at the Postal Service.
Pardon?
I work at the Post Office, Postal Service.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. What do you think of the new transfer of duty with the Post Office going into private hands?
Oh, I don't know. It's not going to be too much change in it, I don't think.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, isn't the object to get it computerized, more or less, so they can handle all the mail?
Well, we've been having quite a bit of it right all the time. Well, that was President Nixon's idea. Well, maybe it was Vice President before he wanted to change it over.
Mm-hmm.
So, so new now, I can't tell, but I doubt it could be a change at all.
Mm-hmm.
So,
But anyway, you want to talk to a lady about your age, from what, 40 to 50, something like that?
Yeah, 40 to 50, or 50, 45, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Nice person, like to cook, you know.
A lady who likes to cook?
Yeah, and go out at times. And go fishing with me.
And go fishing with you?
Right.
Is that what you're going to do this weekend?
I'm going to try to.
Okay, Jim, maybe there's a lady out there who'd like to put a worm on the end of your hook or something.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
You know my number?
Yeah, hold on. Let me get your phone number.
It's impossible sun to leave the sky is just impossible. It's impossible. Ask a baby not to cry. It's just impossible. Can I hold you closer to me and not feel you going through me? Split the second that I never think of you. Oh, how impossible. Can the ocean keep from rushing to the shore? It's just impossible. If I had you, could I ever want for more? It's just impossible. Should you ask me for the world, somehow I'd get it. I would sell my very soul and not regret it. For to live without your love, it's just impossible. Can the ocean keep from rushing to the shore? It's just impossible. If I had you, could I ever want for more? It's just impossible. And tomorrow, should you ask me for the world, somehow I'd get it. I would sell my very soul and not regret it. For to live without your love is just impossible. Impossible. Impossible.
Harry Como singing a little request idea there. It's impossible. On the Love Line, our next caller at 982-5517 from Berkeley. Here's Manny, 17 years old. Tell us your story, Manny.
Oh, well, 17, 160 pounds, 5'9", kind of lonely, like someone to talk to.
Are you a California boy? Are you from another part of the
no,
country?
No, I live in California, yes.
I see. And what do you plan to do this summer?
Oh, I don't know. I work a little bit, do a lot of swimming, diving, sun tanning.
And you just like to talk to a girl your age who just wants a rapper?
Oh, yeah, talk, maybe get to know her, go out or something, yeah.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to tell us?
Oh, no.
Well, in that case, I've got your Berkeley number, and I'll give it out to the first damsel in distress.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Bye.
He's so fine, wish he were mine. That good-looking boy over there, the one with the cold black hair. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I'm gonna make it mine. He's the envy of all of them. It's just a matter of time. He's a soft-spoken guy. that he had. Anything to make him my own.
So fine, that was Jody Miller here on Night Sounds and KSFO. It's 17 minutes before 2 o'clock. Lady called and wanted to know when the roller derby game was going to be on. I said, what roller derby game? She said, the roller derby game with KSFO and Channel 2. I don't know anything about that. If you do, call me, will you, and let me know. 982-5517. Ever go on a group outing to Lake Tahoe? Your club or organization could have a great time there, especially if everyone stays in one room. At Nevada Lodge, on the scenic North Shore, your group enjoys the refreshing beauty of North Tahoe, plus exciting Nevada-style fun, and you'll see all-star entertainment right there in the Topaz Room. The lodge features its spectacular nightly buffet in that same room, so you can eat and look at the same time. And if you and your friends can break away from all the sheer excitement, you'll relax in those handsomely decorated view guest rooms. So get your club or organization together for a nice group outing to Nevada Lodge. It's easy to arrange. Just contact your nearest Greyhound agent and let Greyhound handle the details for all of you, including transportation on a scenic cruiser bus and, of course, the lodging at Nevada Lodge. Group rates are low, and you may even receive a generous cash bonus when you arrive. See your nearest Greyhound agent soon and learn how your group can enjoy an exciting outing to Nevada Lodge at North Lake Tahoe.
watching the river flow. Watching the river flow. Well, I just sit out on the bank of sand and I watch the river flow.
Bob Dylan, watching the river flow. Here's a guy who has the answer to the question, what about the roller derby game between KSFO and Channel 2? What's the answer?
Russ, all I know is they're going to have Sunday over at the Oakland Coliseum. It's an all-day feature.
An all-day feature?
Well, it's got parades and all this other sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the roller derby is going to be playing two teams. And...
you mean the one team will be made up of KSFO people?
No. Just the Bay Bombers. You know.
Oh, it has nothing to do with the personnel.
KTVU has something to do with it. I don't know just what they have to do with it, but they sponsor it every. You know, it's on every Sunday.
Mm-hmm. But there will. So all it is a roller derby game.
And then they're going to have fireworks. You know.
Oh, I see.
The same evening. Hey, why don't I get on the live line while I'm here?
Okay, hop on.
Hop on.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I've got they used to call with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before.
Rainy Days and Mondays. You probably know about the Bose 901. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But, anyway, stereo speaker systems, which have received more rave reviews than any other speaker system before or since. Well, anyway, the Bose Corporation has recently come out with a new speaker system, the Bose 501, and at $124.60, this one is said to rival the sound of the Bose 901. The thing is, they've got it down so that people in another budget-conscious group can afford to pay for this one. The Bose 501 is a direct reflecting system featuring a 10-inch bass speaker, and it's worth listening to, especially if what you're looking for is sound reproduction, stereo sound reproduction. And for a limited time, Pacific Stereo will allow you 120% of the normal trade-in value of your current used bookshelf speakers in trade toward the Bose 501. Trade to Bose now, Pacific Stereo, and here in the city, there's one in Berkeley. They have a store down in San Mateo, over in Walnut Creek, and down in Mountain View. They're open till 9 weekdays, till 5, Saturday and Sunday. Okay, here's our next caller on the love line. His name is Joe. He's 28, are you, Joe?
Right.
And an average guy. What are you, Joe? What is your story? Who are you? Ever ask yourself that?
I've been asking myself that, yeah.
Yeah, I did once on the porch, my front porch at home, when I was 10 years old. I just stopped and think, well, who am I? What am I doing here?
Yeah.
You know, why wasn't I a bird or something?
Right. Were you eating apples at the same time, right?
No, I was drinking.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, let's see, I'm 6 foot tall, 180 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Let me turn this thing down. 180 pounds. A hazel eyes, brown hair. Let's see, what else? Well, I guess that fits the bill right there.
And you'd like to talk to?
I'd like to talk to a nice average girl.
An average
between,
girl?
Between, say, 22 and 30, somewhere around there.
22 to 30?
Yeah.
Who likes to do the average things?
Yeah, well, definitely.
Okay, Joe.
Okay, right.
Good luck to you.
Right.
Bye. My face right on the floor. Funny title for a tune, but it's kind of nice. Well, the love line will continue just a little bit after the news, and of course more music. If you're looking for the greatest show in San Francisco, remember that it's happening with Carol Dota, the one and only, in her musical show Vegas. It's new, it's exciting, and loaded with beautiful girls, great costumes, and hit songs. See Carol Dota, and hear her sing Aquarius, The Beatles, Something, Hello Dolly, and others. And the dancing by the off-Broadway dancing girls is really out of sight. Carol Dota, the National Landmarks, doing her thing, showing that fantastic figure and turning you on at the off-Broadway, 1024 Kearney, just below Broadway in North Beach. Be sure you see Vegas, starring Carol Dota. The shows are continuous from 8:30 nightly. And besides Carol Dota, there are those off-Broadway go-go dancers, or famous waitresses, and you can see a complete breakfast show on Friday and Saturday nights from 2:15 in the morning. The works, Carol Dota, Vegas Review, Dancing Girls, and All You Can Eat for Breakfast, complete for $2.50. The best show in North Beach and the very best deal, so why don't you go over there and catch it. You can hear the famous Carol Dota only at the off-Broadway, 1024 Kearney, just below Broadway in North Beach. Michelle Legrand's music, this is the theme song from the summer of 42. We'll continue just a little bit right after the news here on Night Sounds.
KSFO in San Francisco.
Hello,
is KSFO News. Three British sailors are reported in shock after being trapped for 10 hours in the watertight compartment of a submarine which sank in Gosport Harbor. No word on what caused the sub to sink. Several newspapers are continuing publication of articles on those controversial Pentagon papers today, indicating that they will do their own editing of the documents. Secretary of State William Rogers had appealed to the press to withhold some of the information in the documents. Portions of the Pentagon study given to UPI say the Johnson administration backed or participated in a series of military actions against North Vietnam in 1964. The actions kept secret because of U.S. elections that year. A Red Square funeral is scheduled this morning for the three Soviet cosmonauts who died Wednesday from undisclosed causes following man's longest space flight. The ashes of the cosmonauts will be placed in the Kremlin Wall. Congressional doves are putting added pressure on President Nixon to set a deadline for total U.S. withdrawal from the war zone. The pressure was sparked by yesterday's new communist peace plan, which the president apparently feels is unacceptable. The railroad industry says it will try to force railroad workers into a nationwide strike if they begin a selective strike against three lines of schedule. The United Transportation Union has called for a strike against three railroads beginning on July 16th. Mississippi Senator John Stennis says that there will have to be a three-way compromise if there is to be a two-year extension of the draft law. The president's authority to conscript expired yesterday with the House, Senate, and President Nixon in a stalemate over the End the War Mansfield Amendment. In other news, a judge rejected motions to wipe out the manslaughter indictment yesterday against Black Panther co-founder Huey Newton. Judge Harold Hove of Alameda County Court also turned down a request by defense attorney Charles Gary to have 18-year-olds in the panel of prospective jurors. A decision on whether mass murder suspect Juan Corona is well enough to be returned to his jail cell will be made today after more heart tests, according to the doctors yesterday. And we'll have more news in just a bit.
This is the year of
the Fox and the Giants.
The Giants are going to do it this year.
Lanier at second, Bonds at first with one down, top of the sixth. The Giants trail 1-0 to the Mets. Sadecki ready to work to Spire. His pitch. Line drive base hit into left center field. Coming in to score is Lanier. Bonds is going to third. He'll try to score. The throw coming in. Here's Harrelson's relay to the plate. And Bonds scores. And the Giants lead it by a score of 2-1.
This is the year of the Fox
and the Giants.
The Giants are going to do it this year.
The Fox and the Giants.
The Giants are going to do it this year.
The Fox and the Giants.
Well, the Giants did it yesterday. They beat the St. Louis Cards at Candlestick Park 8-7. They meet again today with the broadcast time here on KSFO at 7:40. Game time at Candlestick tonight at 8 o'clock. In other National League action yesterday, Atlanta down Montreal 7-3. Pittsburgh shut out New York 3-0. Cincinnati 5, Philadelphia 1, and the Dodgers edged the Padres 2-1. In the American League, Chicago 6, Milwaukee 4. Washington beat the Yankees 3-1. Cleveland edged Baltimore 3-2. Boston defeated Detroit 8-7, and Kansas City over California 9-4. Bay Area weather, fair through the weekend, with the highs today in the 80s and in the 60s to 70s along the coast. That's KSFO News, Russ Syracuse reporting. KSFO News is everywhere.
Coming up, Roseanne.
Jack Wild and Holy Moses, Everything's Coming Up Roses. More music here on Night Sounds. And our next caller on the Love Line is Jim from San Francisco, 24 years old. Welcome to the Love Line, Jim. We're on the air here at KSFO. And you want to tell us about yourself?
Okay. I'm 6 feet tall, brown eyes, brown hair, a little bit on the heavy side. And I guess I could say I'm just about the average guy.
What do you like to do? Do you have a job? Or?
Yeah, well, you see, I go to the College of San Mateo, summer school right now, and I have a job there. And as far as what I like to do anything except skydive or anything like that. And, you know, I like to go to plays, movies, go on a cruise around the bay and, you know, things like that.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. I don't think I'd like to do that skydiving.
Yeah, really, you know, I don't like to fly, period.
Yeah, I have trouble with zippers, period. Let alone trying to, you know, jump from an airplane with one.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jim, what kind of girl do you want to talk to?
Well, let's see, I'd like her to be about between 19 and 24, and I think, you know, I'd like her to be kind of affectionate and really understanding. You know, she doesn't have to be really beautiful, you know, just an average girl that's really a beautiful person. That's an important thing.
Okay, thanks for calling. We have your San Francisco number, and if a girl with that description calls a Love Line at 982-5517, we'll put her in touch with you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Drake's music with After Hours. On our Love Line, here's what happened so far. We talked to Jan, an 18-year-old girl in Daly City. John, a 24-year-old guy in Mill Valley who likes cars and motorcycles and all that, same thing she likes, called and got her number. And we talked to Steve of Palo Alto, 24-year-old guy down there, who wanted to talk to any girl who likes airplanes and skydiving. Well, he's still waiting. And Jim, the fisherman, is still waiting for somebody to bite on his hook. He likes to go fishing and things like that. And we talked to Jim just a little while ago, and Sonia just called to get his number. We talked to Manny, the 17-year-old kid in Berkeley, and Michelle, 16-year-old girl in Concord, called and got his number. Want to make this year's vacation the best ever? Set aside a few days for a little visit to exciting Nevada Lodge at North Lake Tahoe. It's a popular resort hotel, and it's located right in the heart of Tahoe's most beautiful scenery. It offers you a world of pleasure around the clock. You'll enjoy action-packed Nevada-style fun, spectacular nightly buffet. You can meet some new friends there. Nightly all-star entertainment. And if you want to stay overnight, you can do that in those handsomely decorated view guest rooms in the lodge or these cute little adjoining chalets. So, if you know what really makes Nevada Lodge something special, though, it's the people. In Nevada Lodge, the people are famous for their friendliness, and they really work at giving you the very best vacation. So for the fun of it, hop in your car any time of the week and head for Nevada Lodge on the scenic north shore of Lake Tahoe. You'll be glad you did.
KSFO, San Francisco.
By the latter half of the 18th century, the American Indian had been squeezed onto tiny reservations, which were more like prisons when you consider the extremely hostile society around him and the fact that he was once free to roam both the North and South American continents if he wished. But the treachery of the white man did not stop there. It seemed that the white man was determined to take every square inch of land, treaties or no treaties.
Up to 1870 or 80, something like that, the Indians lost the land through conquest largely. They sometimes made treaties and they sometimes didn't, but military force was the main thing. Between about 1880 and 1935, they lost a vast amount of land through acts of Congress, just taking it away from them.
Richard Collins, one of the attorneys for the California American Indians, went on to give an example of how Congress went about stealing land from the Indians.
The biggest legal method was the so-called Dawes Act, D-A-W-E-S. It was passed in 1887, and then a lot of auxiliary laws were passed between 1887 and 1920. And the theory of the Dawes Act was that we had to civilize the Indian by making him a farmer, because that was the only civilized thing to be, of course. And so we will take each reservation and we'll count the Indian families and we'll give each one an allotment to farm that's big enough for him to farm. And then we'll just give all the rest of the land to white homesteaders because the Indians don't need it.
Richard then explained how the screwdriver of the Dawes Act worked.
They pass out the land to the Indians as farmers, and after 25 years the Indians could sell it. And the Indians weren't farmers. They didn't know how to farm, with the exception of those Indians who historically had been farmers. Most Indians had not been farmers. The government didn't provide them with any assist in farming, like giving them tools and training in farming. They just said, this is your farm, go at it, for the most part. And so that was a failure.
If history teaches us anything, it was probably meant to be a failure, because three-fourths of the land that the Indians were left with after the fighting had ceased was taken away by acts of Congress. And don't forget the tricky land speculators. They are still at work. As I said yesterday, the question really isn't a legal one, but rather a moral one. Tomorrow, we will deal with the morality of our attitude toward the American Indian. Can you dig it? This is Larry Diggs.
Thank you. the good. Girl. wake you screaming in the night. She can touch your face and take away your fright. Like a tree in the meadow wind, she will bend to take you in. Makes no difference where you've been, 'cause that's the way she feels about you. Yeah, now that's the way she feels about you. If you wake up screaming,